You know, there are the nice vampires out there. The sweet ones. The ones who kill the homeless man who will never be missed and feed off him. Or the kind who just steal their fixes from the blood banks and hospitals. The ones who want to fit in. They're missing out, I tell you. Oh, are they missing out? See, I don't kill my blood givers like a lot of vampires do. That's just cruel, you know. I might be a bloodsucker, but I'll never be cruel. I just couldn't do that to someone who gives so much of themselves to me. After all, they're so vulnerable. So lovely. I might play with my food, but I won't kill it. At least not when it's so giving. Like you. Yes, I said you. Look at you. So strong, so manly. So powerful. You'd be perfect for what I want and love. Would you like to hear about what I do to big, strong men like you? You would, wouldn't you? Well, just this once, I'll be nice. It doesn't matter where I'd meet you. In a loud club, on the street, in the library, even. My hair, my skin. They'll catch your eye, and I'll meet it. You'll be drawn in. It doesn't matter if I'm your type or not. You won't be able to resist the way I smile. Bite my lip. Brush my neck with my fingers as I push my hair aside. When I move, you won't be able to look away from the way my hips swing and my spine curves as I lean toward you, whispering throatily, sultry in your ear, seducing you. Pulling you in, like the weak little human that you are. I know all of the right words. Why, you ask? Because your blood means nothing to me, unless every bit of your life energy is in it. And the only way to get your blood in that state is to arouse you, seduce you, draw you in so deep that you won't be able to resist fucking me. You wouldn't believe the energy that throbs in your veins when you are in this state. And when you come, well, I can't spoil the fun part. Now can I, my lovely man? Where was I? Ah, yes. I've got you in my web now. We'll be going home soon. I'll lead you by the hand, and I will definitely pull you in for the first kiss, where I'll suck on your lower lip, maybe even nibble. I'll put your palm on my breast, allow you to feel everything. Tease your neck with my lips until you get masculine. And then I'll let you shove me against the wall, to the bed, tear at my clothes, and be rough. After all, what better way to get your blood pumping than to let you be the caveman? The one who dominates his woman and makes her beg. Oh, for his hands, his tongue, his cock. And I will beg you for your cock inside me and let you go hard and fast. You will be surprised by how quickly I orgasm for you. Please, Stephen. You'll be even more surprised when I asked for my turn on top. Ooh, listen to that heart of yours pulse. When we roll over, my hands on your wrists will pin your strong arms to the bed. I can hear that deep-throated laugh now, amused at the little wisp of a thing that you brought home, trying to overpower a big man like you. But you'll let me. It'll be fun, you think. And it is fun when I start riding you just right. Hips moving smoothly, fluidly, as you thrust back up in time. It'll be good, won't it? You won't notice the force of my fingers digging into your arms, feeling your blood pulse through those fragile veins. Oh, the anticipation. You wouldn't notice how, if you tried, you wouldn't be able to move or even sit up. You'll just be enjoying every moment, edging closer as we go faster. The wetness on your cock, the clenching of my cunt, it's all for you. Big, strong, manly man. And when I come again and collapse onto you, holding your torso down as you orgasm and burst into me, that is when I will bite. Deep. Hard. Your blood, oh, so rich and coppery and just alive with the energy of your orgasm, will flow onto my tongue. God, I want to drain you. Your scream just makes it better. More energy, more screaming. More struggle, more blood, more. That is the whole point, my lovely. All of this led to more. Maybe I'll let you go home. Or kick me out if we're at yours. You'll pass it off as a bad lay to your friends, some super sexy chick that didn't tell you she was such a sick freak that she likes to draw blood. Get your wounds stitched up. Go on with your life with my teeth marks there to remind you. Or maybe I'll keep you, my little manly man. I wouldn't want such rich, warm, feral blood to go to waste.